Is merely being active enough, or is there a right way to stay in motion? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dorothy Dunlop, professor of medicine at Northwestern University, explores this question.
Older adults with arthritis need to keep moving to stay functioning, but few are active enough to meet the physical activity guideline of 2.5 hours a week of moderate activity recommended to prevent serious illness. We investigated if there were a less demanding goal. We wanted to know how much activity would simply support future function. The answer was 45 minutes each week of moderate activity, like brisk walking. We evaluated over 1,600 adults from a national study called the Osteoarthritis Initiative. They had pain, aching, or stiffness in their knees or hips. Their physical activity was measured by a sophisticated monitor. After 2 years, only one-third improved their function or maintained high function compared to baseline. Doing light activities like pushing a grocery cart helped people to have better function. But those who also did moderate activities like brisk walking did better. People who spent at least 45 minutes in moderate activity were 80% more likely to improve or maintain high function compared to those who did less. The 45-minute-a-week threshold held for both women and men. This evidence-based 45-minute-a-week threshold of moderate activity is a first step. It does not replace the recommended 2.5 hours of moderate activity, which supports other benefits like heart health. 45 minutes a week is a starting point towards that goal. What is important is to begin moving. Our advice is to stay as active as possible, but even a little activity is better than none.
That was Dorothy Dunlop of Northwestern University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.